This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. We had, you've already heard about everything that happened at Highland Park. Now we're going through the stuff where they pull it apart, and we get to look at the details of where there were shortcomings, and there were many shortcomings in this. many shortcomings of this. In short, this kid should have never been allowed to buy a gun. But he didn't do this alone. No, the dad of the accused 4th of July parade killer told the New York Post on Wednesday this past week that his son talked about a mass shooting in Denmark the night before launching his own massacre, and then he washed his hands of any guilt of how the suspect got his gun. Now, the father, Robert Cremo Jr., he has tapped one of R. Kelly's lawyers to battle claims he helped his mentally disturbed kid buy guns, which, given what's happened with R. Kelly, I don't know that that would have been the thing I would have done there, Rob, but I digress. He said the night before the Monday shooting, he and his son, Robert Cremo III, discussed the 22-year-old Danish man who shot and killed three people at a mall outside of Copenhagen on Sunday. And according to Cremo Jr., Cremo III said, yeah, that guy's an idiot. That's what he said. And he said to his son, added, people like that commit mass shootings, damp up people that want to ban all guns. Said, I talked to him 13 hours before Monday's massacre. That's why I guess I'm in such shock. Like, did he have a psychiatric break or something? On Tuesday, Steve Greenberg, who previously had represented R. Kelly, in the fallen singing superstar's federal sex trafficking case out of Brooklyn, announced that Cremo Jr. and his estranged wife, Denise, had retained him in the wake of their son's arrest. Father, a one-time local mayoral candidate who used to run a neighborhood sandwich shop, has faced a wave of criticism for sponsoring his son's gun license application, which allowed Cremo III to buy four guns, including his alleged murder weapon, before age 21. The dad sponsored the application 3 months after his son was labeled a clear and present danger by authorities for threatening to kill relatives in 2019. That would be sort of a red flag to me. The incident, which led police to briefly confiscate a sword, dagger, and 15 knives from the shooter's home, was just a childish outburst. And the knives were just a collection, Cremo Jr. told the Post on Wednesday. Just a childish thing. You know, I used to collect coins and baseball cards. That's according to Dad. Cremo Jr. said he decided to sponsor his son's firearm owner's identification card, or FOID card, which is necessary in Illinois in order to buy a gun at all, because he thought Cremo III was going to use the weapon to go to the shooting range. He bought everything on his own, and they're registered to him, he said, of his son's weapons. You know, he drove there, he ordered them, he picked them up. They did his background check on each one, insisting that he had zero involvement in the massacre. They make me like I've groomed him to do all of this, he said of the critics. I've been here my whole life, and I'm going to stay here, hold my head up high, because I didn't do anything wrong. Cremo Jr., who's been telling reporters he isn't the shooter's dad, but instead a caretaker for the home, said he and the suspect's mother were devastated and floored over the bloodshed. While the father said that he's fully supportive of his son and will continue attending all of his court hearings, he's furious over the tragedy. I want a long sentence, Cremo said of his 21-year-old son. That's life. You know, you have consequences for your actions. He made a choice. He didn't have to do that. I think there's a mental illness there, obviously. I didn't see a lot of it. And Cremo Jr. insisted that his son's crimes are not motivated by hate and noted that a relative of one of his lifelong friends was injured in the shooting. I'm speechless with that. It just took me by such surprise. It's horrible. It's surreal. I mean, I essentially lost a son, too. It sucks. Now, this is a highlight of some things, but let me fill in one last part of the blanks before we go to the next segment, where I will lay it out for you. But, recently President Joe Biden has been calling for a ban on assault rifles and extended magazines and whatever, following a pair of tragic shootings, including the school shooting in Uvalde. And now, of course, this will be a new call for it. In a statement, he noted that enough was enough. This time, it's time for the Senate to do something. He also said that this was not about vilifying gun owners. Now, that seems a little contradictory. But if you need to see how ineffective a gun ban would be, all you have to do is look at the recent FBI report making the rounds a little while ago. Now, recently, the FBI noted that there's been an increase in mass shooting events from 2020 to 2021. And in this time, the incidents increased by 52.5%. But if you want to hear more startling numbers, there was a 96.8% increase from 2017 to 2021. And chances are those numbers are going to remain on the rise for this year, considering what's happened up to this point. So what does this have to do with the effectiveness of the Biden plan? Well, according to Breitbart, California is the number one state for these incidents, with six that have taken place in 2021. Now, you need to keep something in mind with California. They have all the gun control anybody could want. State has a lot in place, including a universal background check, an assault weapon ban, a high-capacity magazine ban, which has been turned back, a 10-day waiting period on gun purchases, a red flag law, various gun registration requirements, a ban that calls for no guns to be carried on a college campus for self-defense, a ban on K-12 teachers being armed on campus for classroom defense, a background check requirement for ammo purchase, and a limit on the number of guns you can buy within a given month. Now, that's a lot, isn't it? And yet, even with all these put into place by California government, that didn't stop the state from being home to six deadly shootings that resulted in the loss of many lives. And it says a lot about what President Biden has in mind for his laws. He stated that he's not about vilifying gun owners when speaking about a potential ban, but the thing is, that seems to be the only group that this potential law would affect, which that is actually the case for all gun control. The thing about a rampage killer is that they always seem to find a way to get the gear they need to carry out their incident. They can find a semi-automatic rifle. Usually it's some pawn shop or some online place they wouldn't even think twice to check an ID. Except if they're FFL, they can't actually do that without having an FFL in the first place. They can find tactical gear like the protective vest that the shooters in Buffalo and Uvalde were wearing. So even if Biden called for his ban and somehow got it through Congress, that wouldn't stop these people from creating more terror on the streets. But then again, armor is a... When you're going into places where people can't shoot back, you don't really even need armor. So what's the solution then? Well, the problem is that unless you're going to do something to harden the target, you're not going to be able to do anything to stop any of these events. We're going to talk about that when we get back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Seven million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Now, I want you to understand something here. About what's going on here. We have a lot of things in place at the moment. We have a lot of moving parts to this. Looking just at law enforcement alone, they have been demonized, vilified, and their ranks have been depleted. They've either been cut back or they're quitting. So that means in some of these areas where we're having crime sprees, they have less manpower to deal with that. That's an issue. Then we have the Sorosian DAs, these guys that get out there and just have a revolving door. They decriminalize everything, which leads to an escalation in crime, because criminals are, they're not out there going, this is all I want to be. I just want to be a shoplifter. They're not doing that. They're going to do whatever they can, and especially if they think they can get out of jail free, since they've been decriminalized. Then there's the bail reform that goes hand in hand with the Sorosian DA, to where even if they don't have a Sorosian DA, they're just going to be let right back out. It's just as soon as they hit the thing, you know, as soon as they hit the Gray Bar Hotel, they're going to be out. That's item number one. That's just on the crime side. Then we have with the Bruin case, this is all going to change. And in some places it's changing already, but it has not changed yet in certain places like New York, because they're doing everything they can to thumb their nose at the Supreme Court. That's a story for another day. In New York, nobody's carrying guns for self-defense. No, none of the regular, normal people. The ones that make up the bulk of any population. So that specter's not in the way. And then let's look at the typical rampage killer. The rampage killer, of course, is the one that drives the gun control. And here's the thing about gun control. In Buffalo, in New York, they have red flag laws. They have universal background checks. And yet... And they have New York compliant AR-15s. And despite all that, somebody that shouldn't have been allowed to buy a gun went and bought a gun. He wasn't captured by the red flag law. He wasn't deterred by the New York compliance of the AR-15. He took a drill and made it accept magazines. And then he went out on his rampage killing, and he targeted black people in Buffalo. In Uvalde, they had a mental health idiot get by. They don't have red flag laws or anything. They do have background checks, and they do, like any other state with FFLs, they have background checks. But that was a breakdown of law enforcement. That's where the other side of the coin comes into play. Because when law enforcement doesn't actually execute the task, you're left to yourself. Absolutely, you're left to yourself. And then we come now to Chicago, which also has background checks and universal background checks and red flag laws and all this other stuff. And this kid, Cremo, he had quite the checkered past. He had plenty of red flag events that could have gotten in his way, but none of it got in his way. And his dad went out and co-signed for his FOID card. Kid had money because he actually had an IMDb page and Spotify account, and he was apparently worth $100,000 in the bank or something like that. So how he bought his guns is less of a mystery. So background checks, we can surmise, don't work. They don't work. Background checks do not work. Universal background checks, of course, go along with that. They also don't work, because what makes a universal background check a universal background check is that if you are selling privately, then you have to go and get a background check at a FFL. And that is the universal background check part. Plus, they also have to have a registry in place for that. So we have a little thing going on right now when we're looking at these young assailants that are coming along, because they're products of their environment. They're products of the media. They're products of their education. We have become so lenient, and we become so allowing with, you know, start with the participation trophy thing and move your way up with all the stuff that we have begun to allow and, accept and tolerate and all these other things. When you think about all that stuff, we have created not a predatory class. They're not a predatory class. What they are is they're a class that does not have a limit. If they have a grievance, if they watch TV, I mean, this Cremo kid, he is obviously Antifa. Gendorf in Buffalo, all these people, they've been being raised by media on a steady diet for the last 2 years of how BLM is love. And BLM is the way to go, and BLM is righteous. If you're white, well, you have to do something to offset your white privilege and all these other things. And we have created a class of young people, primarily males, that are. I don't know how much this will cross a line. Ramos was Hispanic. These other two cats are apparently Caucasian. We've created a class of assailant that we have got all over the place. Not everybody that is that age, that has been through that kind of thing, is going to sit back and become a rampage killer. Without a doubt. And by the same token, This is a new category. This is a new category. We will see more of this because these guys sat in isolation for 2 years. And they got to marinate for 2 years. And therein lies the problem. Whatever mental health issue they may have had, that has been exacerbated to an unbelievable point. And for you, the regular walking around, say, I'm very pleased that I don't have children going to school. I'm going to be taking steps from here on out, every public event I go to, every public place, if they're gun-free, I'm not going to go. But we got to be, for people like me, if you're like me, you need to be looking at all of these things and understanding where we're walking right now. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration will send its 15th aid package to Ukraine. That means U.S. taxpayers have provided more than $7 billion since the beginning of Russia's invasion. A defense official telling CNBC the U.S. coordinated a $400 million weapons package with Ukrainian officials. Before heading off to his Delaware beach house on Friday, President Biden took some time to praise the men and women of the CIA.
And have the best possible information provided, most capable, reliable intelligence community in the world.
And again, not hyperbole. You are clearly the best in the whole world.
Visiting its headquarters in Northern Virginia, Biden calling the agency the bedrock of America's national security. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden is reacting to the news of an assassination of a country's prime minister.
Former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is dead, shot with a homemade gun during a campaign speech. During a press conference, President Biden speaks on how shocking it is because gun violence is extremely rare in Japan.
This hasn't happened in Japan in decades and decades. I'm told all the way back to the late 30s, the mid-30s.
Abe was a popular leader and became the country's longest prime minister. Investigators say the suspect arrested at the scene told them he was unhappy with Japan's former prime minister and intended to kill him. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Twitter's board says it will pursue legal action after Elon Musk said he is seeking to terminate their $44 billion deal. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Certain body functions are silent in that when they are compromised, you don't know until it is too late. One of these functions is immunity. When your immune system is robust, then you never succumb to illness or overcome it quickly. Since we're all being exposed to cabal-created genetically engineered pathogens that our immune systems were not designed to handle, it is important that we make a concerted effort to fortify our immune systems on a daily basis. Here at Synergistic Nutrition, we have two clients who overcame COVID symptoms within 24 hours. We have another client who had long-hauler COVID symptoms for 2 years, who overcame those symptoms within a few weeks. In each instance, the product they credit for helping them was Green Meadow Whey. The lactoferrin in Green Meadow Whey fortifies your immune system to combat virtually all pathogens. I invite you to fortify your immune system and health with Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. One reason I'm bringing up all of this stuff is that what the educational aspect of it and the media aspect of it, this has all been put in place by the left. And it's been my lifelong observation that leftists are a mostly conflicted, tormented group suffering from mass psychosis. They wrap themselves up in do-good virtue signaling knots and then attempt to rationalize positions even they know are indefensible by putting forth the most tortured, illogical explanation imaginable. And, you know, you look at their points and then you understand that calling these positions lies doesn't go anywhere near far enough. Leftists have mastered the art of wanting to believe in a false reality, constructing a bizarro universe, while at the same time excusing themselves for committing the very same transgressions against society and nature that they accuse others of doing. They are very natural projectors. They project upon us daily. Well, let's look at a few examples. And some of these are constants across the decades, while other situations are more transitory in character, driven by the events of the day. But the fact of it remains the same in each circumstance as the leftist approach to twisting fact and reality, excusing their own bad behavior while ascribing to others the very crimes they are in fact guilty of committing. Like, for example, the rich don't pay their fair share. Now, this one is especially risible because it is so easily disproved with just the barest minimum of effort. The top 1% of earners collect 21% of all the income earned in the country, yet they pay an astonishing 40% of all the income taxes paid in America. And as the most ridiculous of squad members adorns herself in a designer dress costing several thousand dollars, brandishing the words, "Tax the rich," she doesn't even realize that the rich have already paid far more than their fair share. Nor does she make the connection that her congressional salary puts her squarely in the rich categories she so fervently disparages. Then there is the anthropogenic global warming is real. Now, if you have 1/100th of a functioning average brain, you can look at the mounds and mounds of scientific evidence and see that there's nothing more than a giant PR hoax. Designed to cast conservatives in a bad light, to paint them as anti-science, not caring about the act, in order to convince the inattentive sector of the American electorate, which is a slice that is far too big, to vote against Republicans. Now, according to the dire warnings made in the late 1990s, Manhattan is supposed to be, a water feature now. Yet the latest reports are that it hasn't yet lost parking space one. And those polar bears, they're still surviving, and their numbers are actually increasing. We have our intrepid reporters on the scene studying both situations, and we'll let you know the minute anything changes. But, by all means, don't hold your breath on this one. The Al Gores and the John Kerrys of the world know that anthropogenic global warming is a fraud. It's also a money-making thing for them, so they leverage it to increase their personal wealth as a sidestep their own wasteful lifestyle. But to the outside world, they pretend to believe it with all of their black little heart. And they're going to go down in history as the ultimate example of the cliche moving the goalposts. And we can give some credit to the pharmaceutical companies for coming up with something in such short order, but whatever they were, they weren't vaccines. I've already jumped to the COVID vaccine because that's where the goalposts get moved. Now, the COVID vaccine is not actually a vaccine. Well, they did get it out there and they called it a vaccine. It's not actually a vaccine. Leaving aside why a vaccine wasn't even necessary to begin with for a disease that has a 95% plus recovery rate for people under 70, it became painfully obvious that the so-called COVID vaccines were close to worthless. And very soon, the second dose became mandatory in order to be considered fully vaccinated. But then that became, oops, not quite. And then you needed booster two. Plus, the goalposts were now on the move with the CDC, Dr. Fauci, and virtually all high-profile Democrats suddenly saying that the four shots should not prevent the disease. We never said it would. But that's what vaccines do. None of this prevents committed leftists from insisting that COVID vaccines work beautifully. But, that's because they truly believe it because they suffer from mass psychosis. Then there's the President Trump needs to be criminally prosecuted for something. Anything. The January 6th committee is merely the latest straw that they're grasping at. The leftists, which are completely dismissive of the astonishing accomplishments achieved under the Trump administration that were done without any help from anybody, from the Republicans or the Democrats, And that redounded to the benefit of every single demographic group in the country, believe that the president needs to be prosecuted and jailed. His only real crime here is that he was right about everything. He was right about the economy and jobs and taxes and energy independence and illegal immigration and bad international trade deals and NATO shirking its commitments and exposing the fake news once and for all and them being all too happy to post daily mean tweets, rubbing his opponent's nose in their own ineptitude. And when you watch and listen to the leftists try to convince themselves to believe their own lies, it would be an amusing exercise if their actions wasn't so damaging to the country. You got $6 a gallon gas from the left. Your grocery bill, where you go into Walmart now, and three bags are $100, that's from the left. I'm glad I don't have a baby. I feel bad for anybody that has a baby, especially one that's on baby formula. A few months from now, a few years from now, the specific situations may change, but their overall method is going to be the same. The left perpetuates incredible flights of fancy and then tell the outside world that they really believe the preposterous things they say. It is indeed mass psychosis. They put forth one idiotic proposal after another, like gender-fluid bathrooms and CRT, shutting down U.S. energy production, defunding the police, and then they refuse to live by their own rules and try to convince outside observers that they truly believe their own rubbish. Right now, they would try to tell you that by taking your guns away, for example, if we just take away the guns, everything's going to be sane. They'll tell you, also, another thing they will tell you is that this last bill we just passed, it's going to save lives. Except nothing in that would have done anything different about Chicago, about Highland Park. The problem with the left is they do. They absolutely believe their own bluster. And when they know that everything they're saying is just false. It's all subterfuge. Now, don't get me wrong. The Republicans are not that much better. Because, you know, and we're not going to have time to talk about it, but John Cornyn and Lindsey Graham and Tom Tillis and all of these Republicans that played along with this, to go along with this, and there was no compromise involved in that. You know what compromise is? Compromise is, okay, well, we're going to do away from gun-free zones, and in exchange, we'll do enhanced background checks for people 18 to 21. Okay, we're going to do incentivizing red flag laws, and in exchange, we want national carrier reciprocity. That kind of dealing wasn't going on. They just said yes, no. That was it. That's all. That's not legislating. And it is definitely not watching out for the Second Amendment. And anytime you get a guy out there saying, we're going to pass these common sense laws and we're not going to infringe on the Second Amendment in any way. Well, they've got instructions on that one now, so they'll get a little help with that one. But anyway, we'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
One more time. Let's do this. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Now, the event that led to this latest Senate rollover was Uvalde. And that means that all of this stuff we just passed was all based and predicated on a lie, because what happened in Uvalde happened primarily because law enforcement just didn't even, they didn't even phone it in. The more we learn about the Uvalde shooting and what law enforcement did and did not do, the worse it becomes. It becomes frustrating. So it's already soaked in tragedy. We have Salvador Ramos, entered Robb Elementary School on May 24th, killed 19 students, including two teachers. He was later neutralized by police. He had shot his grandmother in the face before entering the school. The timeline for the police response has been a complete train wreck since being changed some 13 times. Initially, we were told that Ramos had barricaded himself inside one of the classrooms. It was locked, which led officers, 19 of which were inside the building, waiting until the custodian's keys could be located, which took nearly an hour. The intelligence on the ground was that Ramos was holed up alone. He was not. That was wrong. There were kids inside the classroom, and it's quite possibly the dilly-dallying on behalf of police cost scores of lives. It also seems that the police were not interested in running towards the shooting. They were afraid to get shot. They had the equipment necessary. All of it bulletproof. They had bullet-resistant shields. They had armor. They had rifles. And they waited. We also know that the door was not locked. They could have breached the door. Now, we're also learning that somebody had Ramos. They had a reticle on him. They had him in his sight, however you want to put it. And we're learning they had a chance to shoot him, but permission was not given due to the police supervisor not hearing the order or responding too late. So now we get this, and this is from Axios, I guess. Some of the 21 victims at Robb Elementary School, including 19 children, likely could have been saved on May 24th, according to a report by the Advanced Law Enforcement Rapid Response Training, a Texas State University training center for active shooter situations. Authors of the 26-page report said their findings were based on video from police body cameras, radio logs, video taken from the school, testimony from police officers on the scene, and verbal statements from the investigators. Among their findings, this is going to be so cringeworthy. Among their findings, a Uvalde police officer asked for a supervisor's permission to shoot him before he entered the building, but the supervisor did not hear the request or responded too late, per the report. When the officer didn't hear a response, he turned to get confirmation from his supervisor. By the time the officer turned back towards the gunman, he had already entered the building, according to Alert. Police also waited too long, 1 hour, 11 minutes, and 26 seconds before taking action. The report, which was requested by the Texas Department of Public Safety, noted the officer would have been justified in using deadly force to stop the gunman. The police chief of the Uvalde schools, Pete Arredondo, also entered the building without his radio, which experts have noted is a baffling decision. Amid the chaos, not having a radio appears to have exacerbated the communications issue. There were multiple law enforcement agencies outside. Now, Arredondo was sworn in as a city council member in the aftermath of this tragedy, which is unseemly in the extreme, and he recently resigned from that seat. Now, the Texas Department of Public Safety has gone on record to say that the response was insufficient and that the order to essentially stand down was incorrect. And in all, it was a series of unforced errors, bad intelligence, and poor communications that permitted Ramos to continue his rampage. It could have ended before he entered the school. But it didn't. November is inbound. And there's going to be some pain inflicted. And I'm really enjoying that. Nothing generates hilarious cries of anguish from our enemy like hearing from a Supreme Court decision that actually reads about the Constitution. And sometimes you just want to print out and frame their whining because it so perfectly encapsulates just how ridiculous they are. Like Chris Murphy, who is only the second most annoying senator from Connecticut because he is not the nutmeg state senator who claimed to have personally defeated the Tet Offensive, despite never setting foot in the NOM, tweeted the following on July 1st, 2022, apparently on purpose. Republican senators on Twitter today admitting that their strategy was to pack the courts with political conservatives in order to enact an agenda that was too unpopular to pass through an elected, popularly accountable Congress. So listen to that and savor it, drink it in. Marvel at it. It is quite remarkable, but it is not unique. It is right in line with the current Democrat narrative memo that was issued following the repeated pummeling given to their stupid hopes and commie dreams thanks to the visionary appointments of President Donald J. Trump. Yeah. So let's break this down. And remember, it's okay to laugh at their frustration and impotence. It is so okay. In fact, it is required. I've got to do this in order just to enjoy myself. You know. First, the Republicans admit to having a plan to take over the Supreme Court. Well, yeah, so. That's always been part of the case. And that is what political parties do. They have plans to take over the institution of government and wield the resulting power. Now, heretofore, the Republicans haven't always done that. Of course, the Democrats know how it's done. They do it on purpose, intentionally even. And that's what the Republicans should be doing, too. But in fact, this is something we Republicans have been working toward for 50 years since a bare SCOTUS majority decided that it was open season on babies and that we mere citizens had no say in it at all. Now, I have been informed very frequently of late that our democracy is in grave danger, apparently from the threat of unarmed dudes who dress like a Viking Sasquatch. But isn't this democracy? We elect people who then nominate and confirm judges who then rule. I thought that was how it was supposed to happen. Apparently not. And I'm curious as to why not. If I were cynical, which I am, I might think that people like Murphy believe in the Pinko Ratchet theory, where America can only move left but never again right, and since I'm aware of what time it is, I'm cynical and so I don't think that. Or I do think it, excuse me. Murphy's mad because we used the process and procedure of the Constitution to get our way. This riles him up. And our doing so, despite all the tubing over our democracy, is inherently illegitimate because we do not subscribe to his commie ideology. Now, if I was interested in making an argument, which I am not, I might ask, okay, Chrissy, how then is it the proper way for Republicans to go about making the changes they desire? But then I'd get a bunch of verbal mush salad that would make Kamala Harris seem articulate. Because, of course, there's no proper way for Republicans to go about making the changes they desire. Because everything that we want to do or see done is bad. It's incorrect, improper. This is why I'm not interested in making the argument. And their currency is power. And therefore, I'm only interested in figuratively beating their brains out again and again. And again, like in the last week of the recent Supreme Court term. And this is the only rational course of action. Since they don't want to govern, they want to consolidate power. And you're not going to talk them out of it by offering some bourgeois stuff like facts and law. Now, Murphy uses the term pack the courts, but the term court packing refers to not winning seats the way our Constitution provides, but by expanding the number of seats so more fellow travelers can be appointed, and then create a majority that way. And he knows that, and everybody knows that, but he thinks it's clever to lie by redefining the term, which is what they do with all language. But what it is really is damaging to our system because it is dishonest, and it makes reasoning and debate impossible. And he thinks he and his side is still strong, that they're still in the saddle and holding the reins. So this is going to be the fun part. And note the next he's warning is that we political conservatives are seeking to fill the Supreme Court with political conservatives. What should we fill it with? I remember when Barack Obama told John McCain, look, we won. I'm down with that. So if you're looking for coherence, keep on looking. If you want consistency, you can keep on wanting. The Democrats are going to lose. They want their power back, and they can't have it. Let them cry. But don't let up. Feel free to keep on crushing them. They should be crushed like insects, because that's how they regard you. I'm going to project a little myself. I'll be back with you next week. Between now and then, stay awake, stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.